When there's a drug overdose, the Centers for Disease Control add it to the statistics. And Ohio is at the top for drug deaths. The people who are left behind, parents, children, and spouses, carry the pain from these losses. And this is the story today for Dayton Youth Radio. Here's Basim Blunt.
Today's producer, Carmen Tibbs, told our youth radio class that Dayton, Ohio had the highest mortality rates of drug overdoses in America. I remember thinking, why would a 17-year-old know such a grim and compelling statistic about her community? Here's her story.
It was Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013. I was in the middle of my 8th grade year. I had just turned 14. I walked in from school and noticed something was different. My mom wasn't in her normal spot on the couch waiting for me. She was down the hall in my room. She sat on the bed and asked me to sit down. I could tell from the look in her eyes that something was terribly wrong. Finally, she stuttered, "Your dad. He passed away today." I started to sob uncontrollably. When I finally got control over myself, I asked, "Was it an overdose?" I always knew that he had a problem. Even when I was young, he never hid anything from me. It seemed impossible. Less than a week ago, my dad, my cousins, and I had been together. We'd had a movie and board game night, and we'd made popcorn with him, made fun of him as he did his infamous Kool-Aid dance. The last time I saw my dad, I thought he was high, when really he was just very sick. I yelled at him and left without even saying I love you. When my dad had passed, he had been clean for a year. That's what took me by surprise. He had been doing so well. The next few weeks are a blur. I remember helping to organize my dad's funeral. I picked the flowers, pictures, music. Then there was the viewing. I was conflicted, and I didn't know if I wanted to see him like that. I wore his favorite sweater with my jeans. I remember standing in the hallway leading into his room at the funeral home. There was a sign out front that read, "Brian A. Tibbs." It was a big room. The carpet was brown. The walls were white. But I couldn't see my dad's body because it was too far away. My family walked up and I followed. My head told me to leave, but my legs kept moving forward. There he was, my dad, only 34 years old, and he was lifeless. A shell of the dad I knew, pale and eerie. I know my dad was a good man, and he just made a bad mistake, one that cost him his life. His addiction or his death does not define who he was to me, because he was so much greater than that. My dad was my favorite person on the planet. When I went back to school, there were stares. Everyone knew, but no one knew what to say. I felt like I was tearing away on the inside. I withdrew, and I carried around his ID and the last letter I found in his room after he had died. "Carmen, I'm writing this letter to you to tell you how much Daddy loves you. I had you when I was 19 years old and still learning the meaning of life. But honey, I promise for this day forward, Daddy's gonna do the best I can and be the daddy you deserve. You are and always will be the best thing in my life. I love you, Daddy." I feel like I was cheated. I always just kind of push it in the back of my head. I don't really talk about it a lot unless someone brings it up. And I think that I kind of want to be able to talk about it. It bothers me that he never got to see me perform in Color Guard. He doesn't get to see me go to prom. He hasn't been able to watch me grow up into the beautiful woman I've become today, which I know, sadly, is his loss, but is also mine as well. For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Carmen Tibbs.
That was Daughter Strong, written and produced by Carmen Tibbs, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Carmen's teacher, Trisha Rapock, and Jada Woods, our intern from UD here at YSL. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.